Hi, I am dictating Courtney Williams, CourtneyWillims. Most likely her dictation number is 0525-005. Date of birth 4/4/89. I was in the middle of the physical exam and it got disconnected. I'm at the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain for Courtney Williams. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign was positive, Lerman test was positive, destruction test was negative, Soto Hull test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, Lump test was negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test, Straight Leg Lazy test, PLR, Breger test, Kemp test, and Babinski are all negative. SI joint is all non-tender and all the testing is negative. Tending flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, FAP, Weber test, Gonsolin test are all negative. Extremities examinations is all negative. Our diagnosis comes from the template. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin. At three times per week to the neck and the lower and the upper back. Traction massage is ordered. The patient is disabled for work and asked for replacement transportation. An MRI of cervical spine, lumbar spine, sorry, MRI for cervical and thoracic spine is ordered to identify the trauma. Max and Les have been reviewed. The medications were not provided as the patient has some medication from the hospital. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are yes. International pain procedures, none are being recommended today. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Past medical records are reviewed. The patient has got records from the DMC hospital. A CT of the maxillofacial was done and was found to be negative except for a disc bulging at C4-5, C5-6 without significant spinal stenosis. There was a mild pre-vertebral edema from C3 to C5. But no fractures were noticed. CT of the head was negative without any fractures. However, there were some tiny densities adjacent to the anterior inferior C4 and C5 vertebral bodies to be chronic. Possibly there is a chance of avulsion or hyperextension injury. CT abdomen was negative for any injuries. The X-ray for the left knee was negative. Left tibia fibula was negative. Left ankle was negative. Plain X-rays.
Except the left shoulder, left humerus, and left wrist were also found negative. We do not have a record of admission of the patient. DMEs, the patient was not provided with any DMEs, and no other investigation is ordered, and this patient will be seen in 7 days' time. Direct contact with yours. Thank you.